seated. For the last couple of weeks in our services, we've been looking at the witnesses of Christmas. Who was there at Christ's birth? What do they tell us about Jesus, but also what do they tell us about our response to Jesus? Now, I don't have enough time tonight to walk through everything that happens in the shepherds' lives, but they certainly tell us a lot about our response to Jesus. We see them act with haste. Whatever they have been told to do, they go and they do that quickly. It's a great reminder to us, whatever the Holy Spirit's calling us to do, the response is to be immediate. We also see that they are faithful to tell what's been told to them to tell, and they go and tell others. I had read years ago of a professor called William Phelps, who taught in the early part of the 20th century, and he had given a difficult English literature exam to his class, and one of his students on one of those questions had written, "This is a mystery to me. Only God could know the answer to this question. Merry Christmas." To which Dr. Phelps, when he graded that paper, said, "God knows the answer to this question. I know the answer to this question. God gets an A, you get an F. Happy New Year." So, don't say it that directly, but tell the truth. The good news of Jesus Christ. We immediately respond as the shepherds do. We tell as the shepherds told. But also there's a word for us: do not fear. Almost everybody in the entire Christmas story has to be told these words. When Christ comes and shares good news through his angels, when we bump into the stuff of life, fear can so easily and quickly paralyze us. What is it that God's calling you to do, but fear's getting in the way? What's happened over this last year that's really crippled you? It's paralyzed you in what you know you ought to do, but it's because fear is ruling. When Christ comes, part of the good news of Christmas is this: God is with us. We don't have to fear. Over and over again in this story, we're reminded again of people who could have been bound by fear, but they weren't. Don't you love the Christmas hymn? It's not just the hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. And then their response, this last part in verse 20, their response is your response tonight. Anytime we hear this good news, we have to worship. That's what the shepherds did. They worshiped. Did you know that within a couple of hundred years, they began to build churches on top of important religious sites? So if we thought Jesus died here, the Christendom built a church. In Bethlehem, where we think Jesus was born, they built a beautiful church. That area was being invaded by people who weren't Christians and were told through church lore that they went ahead and lowered the door. And I've been there. That door is probably about comes to right here on me. Why would you do that? That's not going to keep anybody out. When you come to the place of the birth of God himself, who was made flesh for us, everybody, not just us, all bow when you walk in the door. That's why we've gathered, to enjoy and celebrate the goodness of God. We celebrate it in this sacrament tonight as we remember that Jesus Christ has come for us, born a babe, so that he might give that life away for us, that he might go to the cross for us, be raised again from the dead, that we might have life with God eternal. It's a glorious reminder for us through the shepherds. We respond with obedience quickly. We got to make sure to tell this wonderful news. We cannot let fear paralyze us. And we worship. We worship because of why Christ came, that we might have life in him. Would you take your bulletin and let's share together in the great thanksgiving as we receive tonight this wonderful gift, this sacrament that reminds us again that the Lamb of God has come that we might have life. Let's share together in this great thanksgiving. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks to
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy,
holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you. He broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "This is the blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Let us pray. Pour out your Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit and your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. I'm going to invite those who are assisting to come forward at this time. As they come, if you would respond to this invitation, we invite all who would receive of this gift, this sacrament, to come. This is not a Methodist table. This is an open table. This is the Lord's table. So we would invite you. We will be receiving by intinction tonight at four stations. There will be two at the front and two at the back. We're going to ask that you all begin that. When they get to their stations, if you all would go to this side and if you all would go to that side. So we'll allow them to go first. And then if you all would follow the leading of the ushers, they will lead you. But we'll receive by intinction. So you will be given a piece of bread. Take that piece of bread and then go by the person with the cup, dip that into the cup, and then receive.